I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. A Brentwood High School student is a finalist in a global science competition. Adam Rachmaninoff developed a project that can help him improve plastic waste disposal. WPLN's Seth Thorpe sat down with the senior to learn more about his work and what's next for him after high school.
It's not every day a high school student makes the finals in the global competition, but Adam Rachmaninoff has, and he's up for a $250,000 scholarship prize. Rachmaninoff, an 18-year-old student at Ravenwood High School, created a video explaining how a specific bacterium in water called Eidanellus echinensis can help break down plastic in 6 weeks. This is from the video he produced about the process.
Tiny scissors that cut PET into smaller pieces called MHET, kind of like cutting an apple into smaller pieces.
It's complex, but the main point is that it could help address what Rachmaninoff sees as a common concern.
Plastic is a big problem. Like, the plastic epidemic has, like, wreaked havoc on our whole, like, globe. Like, there's so many defects that are coming from plastics where new research is coming up every single day.
That's what guided Rachmaninoff's submission for the Breakthrough Junior Challenge, a global competition where students simplify complex science topics into a 2-minute video. Rachmaninoff entered his video into a sea of 3,000 submissions, and now his project is in the top 16.
I'm honestly happy how far I've already made it. It's already, like, impressive in itself. I really hope I win, I guess.
The winners are expected to be announced in May. Meanwhile, Rachmaninoff's success in the competition is a factor in his application to colleges as a pre-med major. So far, he's been accepted to schools like Case Western and Duke Kusan in China, and he's waitlisted for multiple Ivy League universities. Seth Thorpe, WPLN News.
Children weren't wearing seatbelts during a bus crash last week that killed 2 middle schoolers. Clarksville-Montgomery County school authorities told WSMV that full-size buses don't have seatbelts, even though federal rules require seatbelts on smaller buses. The deadly crash happened Friday when a school bus struck a dump truck and another vehicle on the way to a field trip in West Tennessee.